Are We Connected by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. Proverbs 3:19. Recently, our landline phone and internet were down for a few days. Having it out of commission caused our family to feel disconnected from the rest of the world and sadly, in some ways, even to each other. Shopping, paying bills, researching, communicating with friends and loved ones, basically everything is being funneled through technology. Only when our communication network shut down did we realize how much our lives had become dependent on it. Funny how we didn't see or feel it when it was all running properly, but when it failed, we started realizing how so many things in our lives are connected to it running properly and how the loss of it causes feelings of disconnection. Taking a step back to reassess the situation, questions arose, asking ourselves if we're relying too much on the wisdom of the world for our sources, resources, and knowledge, then looking directly to God and His Word. Has technology taken God's place in our lives, being our number one go-to spot when we have questions or are in need? There's something comforting about holding God's Word in our hands, carrying it with us, and even in searching through the pages. Even better, when we take time to memorize His Word, which cannot be shut down, turned off, torn apart, burned up, or taken away from us. Having so much of what we do on a daily basis centralized in one place causes a sense of loss when it fails us, like everything has been taken away from us and there's no place to turn. But it shouldn't be any surprise to us to know how any time we put our hope in things other than God's Word, we will end up disappointed. Matthew 24:35 explains how all things will pass away except for His words, because His promises will never fail. Man-made sources like satellites, internet wires strewn across the ocean floor, frequency waves, and more are going to fail us and pass away. Rather than depending on technology to keep us going, there is a someone to whom we can turn to for every need. The one who is not our last resort, but has always and forever been our first place to turn. Colossians 1:17 explains how He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Although the world wants us to believe information is holding us together, it's God who is the source of all wisdom and understanding. Even though it may feel like it, technology is not our answer and isn't our center of source of life. As Colossians 1:16 describes, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome. More than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.